judgment, cruelty, or indifference. We ignore the needs of our neighbors. We resist your call to oppose injustice. We give in to scarcity and fear. We assume the worst about one another. Cleanse us from our faults and release us from your grasp. Show us your love and kindness. Restore our hearts and repair your world, that we may live in Christ's ways. Amen. God proclaims these words of assurance. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. In Christ, you are forgiven. In the Spirit, you are made free. Refreshed by the waters of mercy, live anew as beloved children of God. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song, O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. It's number 886. How about the first three verses? Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Pray together the prayer of the day. Blessed Lord God, you have caused the Holy Scriptures to be written for the nourishment of your people. Grant that we may hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that comforted by your promises, we may embrace and forever hold fast to the hope of eternal life through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Reading is from Nehemiah chapter 8. The exiles have returned and rebuilt Jerusalem. Now Ezra, the priest, reads the law of Moses to them in the public square. When they hear it, they weep for their sins and for long years in exile. But Ezra reminds them that the joy of the Lord is your strength. All the people of Israel gathered together into the square before the water gate. They told the scribe, Ezra, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel. Accordingly, the priest Ezra brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all could hear with understanding. This was the first day of the seventh month. He read from it, facing the square before the water gate, from early morning until midday, in the presence of men and women and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above them, all the people, and when he opened it, all the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, lifting up their hands. Then they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. So they read from the book, from the law of God, with interpretation. They gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet wine, and send portions of them to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord, and do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in reading Psalm 19 responsibly. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky proclaims its maker's handiwork.
One day tells its tale to another, and one night imparts knowledge to another.
Although they have no words or language, and their voices are not heard,
their sound has gone out into all lands, and their message to the ends of the world, where God has pitched a tent for the sun.
It comes forth like a bridegroom out of his chamber. It rejoices like a champion to run its course.
It goes forth from the uttermost edge of the heavens and runs out to the end of the moon. Nothing is hidden from its earthly feet.
The teaching of the Lord is perfect and revives the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure and gives freedom or gives wisdom to the simple.
The statutes of the Lord are just and rejoice our heart. The command of the Lord is clear, and gives light to the eyes.
The fear of the Lord is clean and endures forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
More to be desired are they than gold, more than much fine gold, sweeter far than honey in the gold.
By them also is your servant enlightened, and in keeping them there is great reward. Above all, keep your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not get dominion over me. Then shall I be whole and sound and innocent of a great offense.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
The second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The apostle and pastor Paul used the metaphor of the human body. body to describe how intimately connected we are in the church. For this struggling congregation in Corinth, Paul delivers a vital message of unity that is a mark of the church today. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink the one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot were to say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And those members of the body that think you're less honorable, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect. Whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have some care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, then second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, then forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. And I ask, are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But they all strive for the greater gifts. And may I add, God gave each of us gifts and talents. And he gave us the power to use these gifts and talents for our benefit of our church, our community, and our world. You now decide what you want to do with your gifts and your talents to help people. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The prophet Jeremiah warned that unless Israel repented and turned back to the Lord, invasion and desolation would result. The people failed to heed the prophet's words, and as Jeremiah had prophesied, the Babylonians conquered the nation, destroying Jerusalem and the temple and taking the people in exile to Babylon. The middle section of the book of Jeremiah is often called the Book of Consolation, for it promises that the time of restoration would come, the time when Jerusalem would be rebuilt and the exiles would return. The books of Ezra and Nehemiah tell of this time of restoration after the Persian Empire conquered the Babylonians. Cyrus, king of Persia, permitted the exiles to return to Jerusalem and rebuild what had been destroyed by the Babylonians. let us together confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the Spirit of Christ shining upon us, let us boldly pray for the Church, the world, and all of creation.
As your word is opened in our midst, we give thanks for all who share the Scripture, for parents, grandparents, godparents, teachers and mentors, deacons, pastors, bishops, and scholars. Inspire passion for the stories of faith, God of grace.
Hear our prayer. As heavens declare your glory and the sky proclaims your work, we lift our voices in awe of quarks and atoms, vast stars and solar systems. Guide us to speak on behalf of your handiwork. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
As Jesus proclaimed life and freedom in his community, energize communities and nations to eliminate poverty, engage in prison ministry, and transformative justice, and envision new ways of working together for your promised reign. God of grace.
Hear our prayer.
As your word and presence revive the soul, accompany all experiencing depression, anxiety, or eating disorders. Be a source of strength for all affected by memory loss and their caregivers. Draw near to all undergoing medical treatment or surgery. We pray especially for those on our prayer chain and those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
As we are made one body in baptism, strengthen all who serve. Renew and inspire all who use their gifts in this congregation, community, and the world. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
As our faith is strengthened by saints who have gone before us, we remember leaders of the early church and beloved friends and family who have died. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
We entrust our prayers to you, O God, in the sure and certain hope that your promise is revealed among the people. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. And we thank you for supporting the ministries of St. Luke's Lutheran Church with your tithes and your offerings.
that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star who was shown forth to all nations, in the waters of the Jordan you proclaimed him your beloved Son, and in the miracle of water turned to wine you revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we proclaim your name and join their unending hymn.
Our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those
Thank you. hope.
Thanks be to God.
I don't know. Well, I know that.